Because look at all the different types of working arrangements potentially we can deal with. A contingent worker, independent contractor, a company contractor, a freelance business owner, a moonlighter who typically has a traditional job and then maybe a gig or two on the side. Diversified workers are defined as people just having sort of multiple gigs and not necessarily a traditional job in addition. Free agents, freelancers, then there's all sorts of on-call arrangements, agency-supplied workers, self-employed people, part-time, lease, temporary, seasonal. It just makes your head spin how many different types of workers are, and that leads to the issue we're going to talk about this morning. Who the heck is their boss? Are they their own boss? Is somebody else the boss? Is there shared responsibility? So a couple people, a couple of groups have done studies over the years to try to put a number on the rise of the contingent workforce. Back in 2015, Kelly Services, a free agent survey, at that time they opined that 31% of the, or actually it was a result of a survey, they said 31% of the people who responded self-identified themselves as being a free agent as opposed to a traditional employee. And the GAO has done a couple of studies over the years, and in 2010, their study said 40.4% of the workforce is some form of contingent workforce, and only 5 years prior to that, it had been at 30.6%. So just in a five-year span, where it hopped about 10%, pretty big jump. So we've all seen all the rationales for why it might be nice to have a contractor employer relationship. The benefits to the employer can be pretty straightforward. You don't have to provide them with employee benefits if they are not defined as an employee for purposes of your various benefit plans. You don't have to withhold and remit taxes. There's no hits to your unemployment comp chargeback rate because they're not eligible to collect. You don't have to pay them either minimum wage or overtime because they're not subject to the FLSA.